As promised, we are talking Iowa basketball. We are joined right now by a center for Iowa. Coming off a game where he had 24 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists in a big win over number 25, Ohio State, last night. He leads the Big Ten in scoring. He's 4th in rebounding. He has 12 straight Big Ten games with 20 points or more. That's the longest streak in the Big Ten in 2 decades. Iowa is number 20 in both polls. They're at Michigan State on Tuesday night. Luca Garza is my guest. Luca, good to have you. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Really good. All right, so you had that big game last night against a very good Ohio State team. Let me start right there. Going into the game, you knew the team was a little bit banged up and the rotation might be a little bit shorter. So what was your mindset as a team and an individual going into last night's matchup?
Well, for us, you know, we've been here before. You know, we've had CJ out before and we've been banged up all year kind of. And so our team was kind of ready for this moment. And, you know, we have a real next man up mentality on our team. So, you know, I was just really proud of the guys off the bench who really stepped up and were able to score the ball and help us out, especially against such a great defense like Ohio State. And we really need that to take pressure off guys like, you know, me and Joe Wieskamp when teams are game planning for us. So, you know, those guys coming off the bench was huge for us and led to the win.
Iowa center Luca Garza joining us. Now, you know, the team is in 3rd place in the Big Ten, a really tough conference, but you were picked to finish 8th. What maybe did you know about this team before the season that maybe people outside the program did not know about the team?
Well, I could feel it, you know, as soon as spring workout started last year, just the way the ball was moving on offense, you know, we were playing pickup and working out, and you could just really tell this team was really connected offensively first. And then I think we started to work on our defense, and we've just made huge strides in that area, and I think we've become, you know, a generally connected team on both ends. And, you know, I kind of saw that coming, you know, going into this year, and I think that's what's been showing all year.
So we're late in February right now, and the team is playing really, really well. If this team is playing this way into March, what's the upside? Are you thinking about this team possibly making a deep run in the tournament? Does it have that kind of potential?
Yeah, the sky is the limit. You know, when our team plays this well, we have many guys, you know, stepping up off the bench and everybody scoring. And, you know, when we're, you know, playing defense like we did last night, you know, we're a team that we know we can score on anybody in the country, and I think we've proved that. But, you know, the biggest thing for us is being able to defend and string together stops, you know, to get wins. So I think, you know, this team, if we're locked in on the defensive end, I think we have, you know, a lot of potential to do some great things.
We're talking Iowa basketball. Luca Garza is my guest. Last night, as I mentioned, Luca was your 12th straight Big Ten game with 20 points or more. You dropped 44 on Michigan in their building, which was a record for a visitor. You had 38 at Assembly Hall last week, which nearly broke the record for a visitor. Every team that you face now knows that you're coming and they're trying to stop you, yet you keep putting numbers up. How do you explain that?
I think, you know, credit to my teammates. I think my teammates, you know, really find me in my spots. And, you know, we have to push the ball in transition really hard so they can't, you know, double team as easy. And, you know, I think my team has been doing a great job of just finding me, you know, when I'm open and, you know, when the double team can't get there. And I think, you know, for me, I think playing hard is the most important part of my game. You know, I being able to play hard, you know, gets me a lot of baskets and is the reason I can be so consistent.
Hey, listen, I know if I ask you about you again, you're going to say something about the team again, but the fact of the matter is you're playing so well that you're getting a lot of attention for National Player of the Year awards. What's it like when you hear that, and what would it mean to you to be named the National Player of the Year?
I mean, it would mean the world to me. It's something you could, you know, you dream of as a kid, and it's something that I never could have thought, you know, my name would ever be in that discussion. And, you know, I've been doubted my whole life, and I've just worked through it and pushed through everything by working hard. And I think, you know, working hard can make your dreams come true. So, you know, that would be an honor, and, you know, just it would be the best feeling ever.
Luca Garza, my guest, I want to take a few moments before I let you go and talk about your process and your journey. If we were to go back, what you're doing now is not an accident, nor is it luck. It is a result of that process. As an example, after your sophomore year in high school, you did not have any major college offers. How would you describe your game at that point, and what were your thoughts about your future in basketball at that point?
You know, a lot of people, you know, had their doubts because I wasn't very gifted athletically, and I was big, but I couldn't really move. And so, you know, that's something that's followed me my whole career, but especially in high school. You know, high majors were hesitant to offer me because they didn't think, you know, my game would translate to the high major level. And, you know, Coach McCaffrey took a chance on me, and he was my only, you know, high major offer up until, you know, my junior year, after my junior year, going into the, you know, my last AAU, run. And, you know, that's when I started to play really well, and I collected a lot of high major offers, and I was, you know, widely known as a high major guy. But, you know, I rewarded the loyalty of coaches in the end because he saw something in me that a lot of different coaches, you know, passed on. And, you know, that's why I came here, and that's why I wanted to play for coach.
Luca Garza, my guest. One more thing, too. You and your father, Frank, right around that time, started to do really serious workouts over the summer, like conditioning, agility, cardio work, training on the basketball court. What were those workouts like, and then how much did they change you physically and mentally?
You know, it changed my life. You know, my dad is, you know, the person who taught me the game, and he's, you know, we've been working out since I was, you know, 3 years old. You know, and you know, once I got to high school, and you know, I realized I could really do something with this game. You know, my dad took it to another level, and you know, I'm just so blessed to have the family that I do. That, you know, my dad could put me around him and his college coach, and my grandfather who coached in college, and my uncle who was a professional basketball player, and just, you know, so many people that can help me and guide me and help, you know, add things to my game. So every summer, you know, I go into the off season with a mindset that I want to improve, and I think I've done that every off season of my life. And you know, I think those workouts in the summer is just, you know, kind of where I changed myself into, you know, a guy who could maybe go, you know, low D1 to a guy who could be a high major basketball player.
Hey, Luca, don't forget about moms. Your mother played pro ball as well, so like,
oh yeah,
everybody in the family.
The list goes on and on. My aunt, you know, my grandfather was a professional soccer player. My grandma was a handball player. You know, it's just my family. We can talk for days about that.
See, not only that, it's in the family, but again, it's the grind, man. It's the work ethic. Like last summer, you went to Bosnia where your mother was born, but you didn't relax. You were playing. You were working out three times a day. The workouts involved bricks, punching bags, and more. See, it seems to me most people would hate that. They would shrink away from that. They wouldn't want to do it. You seem to love that grind. Or did you force yourself to love that grind as a strategy?
No, it's interesting. I think a lot of people, you know, dread that part of basketball. And for me, honestly, it's my favorite part. You know, it's better than the games for me. You know, being able to, you know, work on your craft and grind and work out every day, that's just, you know, that's something I love. That's something I embrace. And, you know, when I don't do that, you know, I feel bad. You know, that's my favorite part of the game. And so, you know, every summer I go into it with a mindset. And like you said, I was in Bosnia working out with my cousin, my uncle, my dad, and we were working out all the time. And that's just, you know, the way our family works. And I was taught that at an early age. And I'm just, like I said before, that I'm just really blessed to have the family that I have.
Listen, last thought, not to be redundant, but there's the preparation and the grind. And then there's the battle, the heat of the moment battle. Against Texas Tech, you took a shot to the face that left you covered in blood. Against Iowa State, you had a tooth displaced. Again, not everybody wants that, but in terms of physicality, you said, I've always been up for the wars and the pain. That's just what I love about basketball. Why is the war and the pain the best part about basketball?
I don't know. I think, you know, ever since I was a kid, I loved, you know, playing and playing. I loved watching, you know, the big men battles of the, you know, the NBA in the past and the history of the game. I just, you know, I just love that stuff. And, you know, I would do anything for my team. So, you know, I'll push through anything. I will, you know, fight and get rebounds. I'll do, you know, whatever it takes to win. And I think, you know, I've always really embraced, you know, the battle and the pain. I think that's one of the reasons I signed up to play in the Big Ten, which is, you know, pretty much in one of the most physical leagues, you know, there is.
For sure. He is a National Player of the Year candidate. Iowa is number 20 in both polls. They've got a big game coming up on Tuesday at Michigan State. Iowa center, Luca Garza. Luca, great to have you on the show. Really appreciate the conversation. Well done by you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Great job. I appreciate you, Luca. Really nice to talk to you. Great story. Really good player. 1-800-636-8686. And by the way, good to be talking Iowa basketball in the jungle. I like that.